Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's Monday. My name's Terry Guile. And across the table is my co-host.
I'm Gatch.
He's Gatch. It's the Terry and Gatch Show, in case you might have not known. It used to be called the TagCast Podcast. I think the intro still says that, but we're slowly making the change.
Yes.
Because nobody knows what a podcast is, and once they find out, maybe we'll change it back.
Yeah. And we're Terry and Gatch comedy show.
That's what we are. It's like a radio show, you know.
Yeah.
So you can't watch it on Comedy Central. And if you want to get that joke,
you can. You just gotta turn down the volume and turn us up.
Yeah. If you want to get that joke, go back to previous episodes and you'll get it. I'm wondering when this album's gonna come out. Been playing a lot of the new Queens of the Stone Age at the intros of the shows over the last couple weeks. This is called If I Had a Tail. I can't find it anywhere for download for free, but I'm sure it's out. It was
what would
out.
You do if you had a tail?
I would probably try to hide it like the dude in Shallow Hal. You know, George Costanza?
Yeah.
He had a little tail. No, if I had a tail, I don't know what I'd do. I might chase it like a tiger.
Yeah. Josh, that's what some do.
He likes to sing about tails a lot, and I don't know.
And a lot of ifs, too. If only.
Yeah. If I had a tail.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least two.
What's the title of the Hanging Noose song?
Hanging Tree?
Yeah. If. Another one from... there's one... Is there an if? What's the one on the first album, though, that I'm thinking of?
If
the
only.
Hanging... Rope, how to handle a rope.
Oh, if you know how to handle a rope.
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
stick the if in there.
If, how, when, what.
How, we say.
Nyan Yang.
If I had a tail, what does he say?
Nyan Yang.
If I had a tail, I'd swat the flies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'd be a good thing to use it for.
Yeah. Well, if he had a tail, he'd probably be a barnyard animal, I guess.
Yeah, there'd be flies buzzing around his ass.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Monday, you guys. We're about a third of the way through our fifth season here, rolling right along. Not sure if we're going to have a guest this week or not yet, but we're a little out of our element because this is one of those pre-recorded episodes because I had to go do some work out of town for a while. Yeah, so... it's Monday. I'm just getting back from the country fair.
Welcome back, Mr. Cotter.
Thanks, there, Horshack. ooh, Mr. Cotter.
Is it Horshack or Horror Shack?
I think it's the Mighty Shack of Horrors. Arnold Schwarzenhack. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenhacken.
Mm-hmm. He's gone with us, isn't he? He's off in the ghost world.
I think Horshack did die, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago or something.
Yeah.
Of that sort. Yeah. Poor Horshack.
You know, here's another death. I was looking up some deaths earlier.
Oh, we haven't covered
some of them. I'll get them out of the way since we brought it up. But this guy, he was only 49. He died of bone cancer. Michael Mastro Marino. Now, do you think it's funny? Not funny. Do you think it's odd or peculiar that he died of bone cancer when he gained his fame from being a criminal body organ harvester.
That's what his job was?
That's how, well, he was a criminal body snatcher.
Wow. Like,
he had a organization that harvested body parts from people.
Yeah, you knock them out, cut their liver out, mm-hmm. sew them up, leave them.
Yeah, criminally.
Yeah.
Convicted.
Wow. That's what you get.
Yep. Yeah. And then a guy by the name of Shuhei Miyazato. He was a Japanese karate master and...
karate.
Snoo Wilson.
Snoo?
Snoo. That's all I know about him.
Like Snoo Dog?
Yep. His just name Snoo.
Maybe we call him Snoo Dizzle.
Yep. And this guy dies every few months just because that's how it goes.
The guy from Evil Dead?
No, the oldest living person.
Oh, yeah. A Florida
James
man.
James McCubbery.
It was 114.
From St. John's, Newfoundland was when he was born. And he died in Walnut Creek, California. He was 111, 295 days.
Oh. So yep. Now the oldest person is younger than 110, obviously.
Yeah, well, 100, yeah.
The oldest person now.
Yeah, he was the oldest verified man between June 11th and July 5th of this year.
Hmm.
So he held it for a
short
about,
period. Huh?
Yeah, well, I think that's the way it generally goes.
I'm going to be that one day.
He was, before him, it was 116-year-old Germain Camira who died on June 12th.
Was he French-Canadian?
Yeah.
Really?
No. Oh. He was a Japanese man.
Okay.
Germain Camira. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know who is going beyond him. That guy was nearly 11 months in as oldest living man.
Wow, that's quite a long time to hold that record.
It is. I wonder what the longest is. Probably the first guy.
Yeah.
Jesus. When he was one, he was the oldest man alive, right?
Well, no. How would he be oldest living man? No.
That is incorrect, huh?
Adam.
Uh-huh.
Adam was the oldest living man when he was one.
Yeah, and he probably, and when did he die?
I don't know. Moses and those guys lived to be like 800 years old.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
That's
but
nice.
From the time Adam was born till the time he died at like 30, he would have held that record for 30 years.
Do you think he only lived to be 30?
I think that'd be old for them, wouldn't it be? I mean, they were dying by like 7, so they'd be procreating like 5.
Who were dying at 7?
Just the lifespan as it grows up. I mean, what do you imagine it was?
It's like 800.
5,000 years ago. 2,000.
Well, Moses wasn't too far after Adam. A couple
that
hundred
true.
Thousand
yeah.
years. I don't know.
You think he finally
We've been
just,
talking about religion a little.
You think he finally just bit the bucket because he had to carry those things down?
He bit the bucket. That's a new saying.
He bit the bucket.
He kicked the big one. Some people think you kick the big one. You kick the bucket. You bite the big one. Dude, he bit the big one.
He did. He bit the big apple.
So biting the big one means you're dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
He bit the big
Finally
one.
Bit the big one.
What the fuck are you... What were they...
I don't know.
Let's look that up. What's
Finally
the,
ate the big meal.
He bit the big one.
Mm-hmm.
What did he bite? It was a big old...
It was a big one.
Big alligator.
Yeah.
And it ate him.
Finally bit more mouth than you can chew.
Well... We all know where that phrase comes from. But biting the big one, kicking the bucket. Who kicked the bucket and died? I don't get it.
The super centurion guy.
Well, today is National Respect Canada Day. For anybody.
Ah!
Blame Canada.
All right. Respect Canada.
Respect. Don't bully.
Yeah. Yep. When was it? Do they have mounted Mounties over there, right?
They do, I believe, still have mounted mm-hmm. Mounties.
Yep, just like they still one. Have guards over it in London.
Yeah, I mounted one.
Just like, I don't know what the U.S. equivalent would be, I guess.
The beef eater guy.
No. Yeah. Gin. You a big fan of gin?
Mm-mm. Gin Beam.
Gin Beam? Gin Blossoms?
Gin Beam. Now, that's a good one. Gin Beam and gin mixed.
I think that'd be good. Well, you might get it in a Long Island because I think that both has gin and whiskey, right?
Yeah, a I believe so, too. Five different alcohols and some grenadine.
I don't know if they put whiskey in there, though. It just doesn't seem like it'd go together. I know they do tequila.
Bourbon.
Vodka, gin.
Rum.
Rum.
It's four. Five. Yeah, there's five total. So.
Yeah, it's been a while. Been a while.
Is that one of Pat's hots?
Oh, probably.
Stained.
Disturbed is on there, actually.
What?
A waka waka.
That's my new what. Instead of what, it's all what?
For some reason, the new DRI is on here.
How new is the new DRI?
I don't know. This would probably be seven years ago.
That's a calendar page, so there's probably a date on the other side, isn't
there? Yeah, but this is hanging around for a while. Okay, this is from 06, so I'd probably say it was about 06, 07.
I didn't know.
It was when he was working out there.
I didn't know DRI had a album out around then, but they might have.
Maybe he was bitching about
all of the newest stuff. Anything
maybe.
From 92 on.
Maybe.
That's new to him.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that was more him and Ron's thing. My thing, I put down here NSYNC Xmas special. I think he, I don't think he likes that. Kid Rock.
All bad.
All-Star Games. Vanity plates. He's not a fan of vanity plates.
Well, he used to have them.
I know.
Thrash and Victims. He had two separate vanity plates. Yep. Maybe that's why he doesn't like them.
Yeah, safety signs he's not into. Sports billboards.
Okay, sports are dumb.
.com. Here's the magazines he wants most. Muscle and Fitness. And Texas Chili Dog Weekly.
Whoa, those are the magazines he most wants?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they had a Texas Chili Dog Weekly.
No, that might have been made up. That comes from Cleveland Steamer Press.
Yep.
I don't know if that's true or not. But, yeah, I did text Pat the other day and tell him that the cost of the team pass for the country fair that already happened, that was coming up, was $10 more, and that it was going to be $45 instead of $35. Because his daughter was going, and all he said was, okay, thanks. I think it was the shortest text I ever got from Pat.
That probably took him a half an hour to type out those.
He's being short. I know he's got to go click, 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 click to O, because O is four letters on one number. So
yes, man. Flintstone had better technology than that.
When is he going to step up?
Step it up. Out of the Flintstone age.
Yeah. Wilma!
That is.
Should
we
went,
are the new dinosaurs.
We went in to the... There's a cat store in Brownsville, and every time we walk uptown to check the mail, we take the boy in there so he can pet the cats, and there was this big, huge cat, super fat, just all laid out. Must have been 30, 40 pounds.
What color?
It was white with a few, like... couple orange and blackish spots, kind of like a whitish calico. It's calico, but it was white. Just huge. Blows me away that cats could get so big. And then I read this story, since it's
Respect
Canada Day, here's a Canadian fat cat story.
I didn't know if it was hereditary.
I think it just depends
on... You think
on,
they just have big bones?
Yeah. Well, if they could talk, that's what they would say.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
so
not bad, I'm just
so
big-boned.
Yeah.
A Canadian cat is recovering Saturday after being shot with an air rifle.
Jesus.
But its owner said it would have been worse if not for its fat belly.
Yeah? Yeah.
The veterinarian said the only time that they recommend having a chubby cat is when it's in the line of fire. That's what saved her life, her chubby, chubby belly. The one-year-old cat, only 1 year old, was found wounded on the owner's patio the morning after a nighttime foray into the neighborhood. Smith rushed her to the vet, where it was patched up and released with eight more lives to go.
Oh, man. Well, now people are just going to keep shooting it.
Says, although the wound was minor, the bill was more painful. The owner said the tab drained her bank account, and her friend started a Facebook page seeking donations.
Wow. Well, they better get eight more times that in donations.
I know, because it's going to die eight more times.
I had a friend one time in grade school, and he was a big guy. I mean, like, big for grade school, he was probably 200-300 pounds at that time.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he was taller than most of the kids, but he was also, he was just a big kid. And I remember him having a story of one time he was bitten by a dog. And if he had been a skinnier fellow, it probably would have done a lot more damage, even fatal, if he had been attacked and not had...
That extra padding?
Yeah, that extra coating. And I remember hearing it third hand, and then one time, and as a kid, I thought I was bringing it up all sly-like, like, you know, I was probably doing a segue. What, was there ever a time that saved you? And then he told me about it, and it was cool.
And it was cool.
Yeah, but I was like, it probably wasn't so sly, like, as I thought it was at the time. You know, like bringing it out of nowhere.
Right.
Just to get a confirmation on the story. Because I thought it was interesting, you know?
Oh, it is, kind of.
Yeah. And then, I'm sure it could save many who were shot. You know, not just cats. You know, I mean, if somebody shoots you sideways and just gets you in the fat part of the gut, you know, I mean...
Thank God.
You know, you might not even bleed. You might just be able to squeeze a little bit of that out, too, before they sew you up.
Say, hey, while you're in there, why don't you liposuck some of that shit out of there so I'll be a little bit less...
You still think that would be painful, right?
It would be.
If you had, let's say you had 8 inches, like, in front of you, you're carrying around.
Man, that's a thick...
Fat, right?
That's
and then
a
just
thick
like,
spare tire right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and then 3 inches in, let's say you just shot sideways right through it. Do you think you'd have any nerve there to even feel that? Other than, well, the skin, probably.
Yeah, it would probably hurt, like a flesh wound, you know.
But flesh wound.
It's just a flab wound. It's just a fucking flab wound.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Interesting.
Here's a quick little crazy Florida story that I found.
All right. I love
some
these
thieves
Florians.
Made off with $1.1 million worth of vodka, Spirit of the Tsars golden vodka from a warehouse in Florida.
I ain't drinking anything Spirit of the Tsars.
Yeah, and it's T-S-A-R-S, so I think it's spelled Tsars.
Why wouldn't why
maybe
wouldn't
maybe
they
it's
just
a misprint?
Make,
maybe it's Spirit of the Stars.
Maybe it, why wouldn't they just make AIDS water?
Spirit of the T-SARS.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Spirit of the SARS. Uh-huh. I thought it might be a silent T, or it could be a
certainly,
misspelling.
Certainly.
I'm not too sure.
In Florida, they stole a bunch of liquor.
Yeah, they crawled through a hole and handed the vodka out, one case at a time. Because that's as big as the hole was, and there were 752 cases.
Damn! That's a lot of work.
They had a little time on their hand, I guess. There was more than 4,500 bottles.
Wow.
The owners are offering a $5,000 reward. They haven't found them. It's distilled and imported from the Ukraine.
Hmm.
And only produces $5,000 or 5,000 bottles for export to the United States. So they wiped out the whole year's supply, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty drastic. You'll see prices increase, I'm sure.
But I've never even heard Spirit of the T-SARS. Huh. And it's in this article like 3 times, and it's spelled the same every time. So it must be Spirit of the
It might be something like...
It's a Ukrainian name, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's probably, you know, shipped over there. More on the eastern starboard, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's popular with the Cuban community down there, or the retirees.
But how could you move? Like, that totally reminds me of Trailer Park Boys.
Well, like, there was... Go ahead.
There was a Trailer Park Boys where Julian had $10,000 and he bought a whole truckload of vodka for $10,000 from Russia. And then Leahy and the guys found out that he was bootlegging vodka, so they poured it all into the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they ended up, Ricky and Randy ended up wrestling and tackled each other and fell into the pool. And then it was just a plastic pool and the side went down and everything went everywhere. And then it shows them wringing out their clothes into glasses because it's all vodka. But I don't see how you could even put together a scheme of stealing $1 million worth of vodka. And then what are you going to do with it? Sell it on the streets?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to wait until at least the market regained the supply so it wouldn't look suspicious.
Yeah, because they're putting out the word to all these people saying, please don't buy from any outside sources just so we can find out who it is. But
if you're buying it now, it ain't coming from a supply. There, an interesting thing happened in Venice recently.
In Italy or California?
I think in Italy.
Okay.
Because it had a canal in it. But there was an armored car, boat, I think it was, in the canal. And then a boat just drove up on it and heisted 1.7 pounds. 1.7 million pounds of money.
Oh, fine.
England pounds.
Okay, yeah.
European pounds or whatever.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, they just, they're referring to it as the real Italian job. I don't know if you ever saw that movie.
Yeah, yeah. And there was an old
they
one
just
and
drove,
there was a
they
remake.
They just rode their boat right up next to it. Daylight, everything, just robbed it. Took the money.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and I don't think they've been caught.
Well, there's always the perfect crime that nobody thinks that they can get away with. But
have you created the perfect crime?
I have
in your head.
No, because if I would have
any other perfect crimes like bank robberies,
I would have done it.
Not that you would do it, but
no.
You know, I mean, people.
You see so many shows about that stuff,
yeah.
To where you think, man, that's a good idea. But
or how would you do it differently? You ever seen that movie Bandits? With Billy Ray.
Yeah, it was a lot of it was filmed.
Billy Bob
and Brucey Willis.
Yeah.
A lot of it was filmed in Oregon. Most of it was filmed in Oregon.
That was a good movie.
I thought it was funny, yeah.
Mm-hmm, the way the whole twists and turns of it. And I don't think I even saw them all coming. Was that kind of a good movie?
Right, and I just like the kind of dopey character that Billy Bob plays. It's pretty good.
He played one in when he was like, it was him and two other people, and they were like, guarding over a crop of marijuana.
Marijuana?
It was like a small... It was something. It was a good movie, too. I can't remember what it was. I think it was in kind of an indie flick. You'd probably be able to find it on Netflix. Billy Bob, yeah, him and it was kind of, you know, they were serious dealers and they had the traps and everything.
Oh, it's called Homegrown.
That's it.
Had Hank Azaria in it,
yeah.
Too, from The Simpsons, yeah. I remember that movie. It was kind of B or C movie quality, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it had, you know, some good...
good dialogue here and there.
Mm-hmm.
See, what movie did I rewatch the other night I was watching? Because I've told you before we were on the air that I just let my internet go, and I was going to... Because I was not happy with my service, and I didn't feel like paying my bill.
Service and then
when the time came to pay, I thought, you know what? I don't really like your service. I don't really want to pay. I'll pay you later. And I looked into getting a different internet provider, but we're real limited in the little town that we live in. So long story short, haven't been watching Netflix the last few days, so I've been digging out old, old DVDs, which is funny. It's like back in the day when you used to dig out old VHS tapes. It's like, oh, my DVD player wasn't working, so I dug out some VHS tapes and watched them, but I'm having trouble remembering what I... Oh, I watched Old School last night. Haven't watched that for a long
time.
On
VHS?
No, on DVD.
Oh,
I went and dug out the DVDs because the Netflix is down.
I don't think I've ever watched that movie entirely.
It's pretty funny.
And I own it.
I did fall asleep during it, but I already have seen it a bunch of times, but...
Yeah.
Still funny to me when we're streaking.
Yeah.
We're going to go streaking. She's like, who are we? Who's we? And he's like, everybody. Well, they're coming. They're coming.
Yeah. The Frank the Tank, right?
And then they go into the counseling, and he's like, you know, I'm just supposed to be, because they said, this is the trust tree, the tree of trust. You can say anything here. And he's like, well, all of a sudden I'm married, I'm supposed to be instantly a different person. I don't feel any different. Like, for example, we were having lunch the other day at a restaurant, and I looked over and I saw the waitress, and she looked kind of cute. And I just couldn't help but thinking what kind of underwear she might have on. You know, they could be like a plain white cotton, which is probably most likely, but she could have maybe a thong or something silky. And then she's looking at him like, it's like, what? I thought we were in the trust tree and everything. Everything's good. I'm not supposed to say that. He goes, no, that's fine. It's funny because he's coming out saying what all guys think of. I wonder what she looks like naked.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife that, and she kind of got offended, but I told her I was just trying to be honest. Yeah. That's the first thing a guy thinks when he sees a woman. Wonder what she looks like naked.
Yeah.
Why do we think that? I don't know.
They say girls can tell whether they'll sleep with a guy the first time they see him.
Yeah.
So. You know, what's the difference?
Wonder what he's packing down
there. Don't get offended when you do the same thing.
That's right. This is sexist, I tell you.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Just because, you know, we want to pull out our cocks and yank it to our imaginative of some random person we see.
And that was a funny thing the other day. Our godson, he kind of likes to lead himself around by his little penis, you know, like grab it and just walk like he's pulling himself along with a leash. So every once in a while, it's when he has to pee, he'll like hold it and grab it because he's like doing something funny.
Because he can't get a boner to
a
like,
piss boner.
Yeah, he can't stop it.
So I'm like, hey, buddy, what are you doing? You got to pee? He's like, nope, I'm just squeezing it. And everybody laughed. That was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why are you squeezing it? I don't know. Okay, that's a good enough answer. That's fine.
Yeah.
You got to go pee? Nope, I'm just squeezing it.
Yeah.
I'm just squeezing it. That goes to prove your point wrong, Han. It's not just for peeing out of.
It's for squeezing.
It's for squeezing sometimes.
It's a stress reliever, though.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and so are those things that are, you squeeze them.
Yeah. It's like one of those stress balls.
Mm-hmm.
Don't squeeze your balls, though, because that will hurt.
Yazza!
Yazza! Try that, Hans. It'll brighten your day just when you're feeling lonely or feeling unhappy. Just give it a little squeeze. Lead yourself around by it, you know.
Yeah.
Just pull yourself down the hallway. Someone says, do you have to pee? Nope, I'm just squeezing it.
Yep.
Just squeezing it. Yeah, he says the funniest thing. He learned how to swim about two weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
Dana took him down there to her grandmother's where she's been caregiving, whatever she's taken or given. I don't know what she's doing. But
working for a living.
That's right. And so she got some floaties for his arms that slip up over your biceps and, he has no fear now. Which is kind of good, I guess, but I want him to be a little afraid of drowning. But
certainly. Well, you want him to be aware of the risks.
Yeah. He's only three, and so he probably wouldn't be able to swim if we took the floaties off of his arm. But he has
or
the concept.
Or if he got away, you know, down a ways from you or got into...
Right, well, we're in a pool at an apartment complex, haven't taken him swimming in the river. We dunk him in
there.
Or the ocean, yeah. Well, that's the first place. We just threw him in. Swim! Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what his mom said.
I hope you guys
aren't there when I teach him to swim, because I'm just going to throw him in, and he'll make it out. We're like, what? That's how they used to teach us how to swim. They threw me, and I just went around in circles, because I just had one leg. Just going around, around, around.
That didn't happen, did it?
No, but they did throw me in. I learned how to swim pretty quickly. That happens. That works.
Certainly, yeah. And even when, you know, because I think I talked last week about how I didn't really learn to swim until high school, but I mean, I still jumped into water and stuff. I mean,
right.
I could
paddle
do
around.
That. Yeah. I just didn't, you know, I wasn't swimming across any pools.
You weren't going up the fucking English Channel or anything like that?
No, some people do, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wouldn't do that. I'd be afraid of getting too cold or cramping up and being out in the middle of nowhere and not being able to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yow. Yeah. Scary. It's like that movie Open Water. It's scary. Hey, did you hear about that new podcast? I don't know.
Which one is that?
Only four or five episodes. It's called Levine Large. Christine Levine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family podcast with her kids.
Oh, really?
I don't know if
and
it's
she's
family.
Levine Large?
Levine. Yeah. I didn't get it at first. I was like, Levine Large podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Levine. Living Large. Oh, Levine Large. What country are you from? So,
you know what would be a great show is her and LeVar Burton. It could be Levine and LeVar.
Levine, LeVar, Large.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Or what about revamping? It could be Levine and Shirley. Or LeVar and Shirley.
Yeah. That's
Levine,
right.
LeVar, and Shirley.
I guess their newest episode, they talk about Levine family values.
Uh-huh.
I think she has a son named Christopher, so there's a segment called Christopher's Bitchins.
That's cool.
Like a Pat's
That's cool.
Hots.
And so, yeah. And so you get a unique glimpse of a family led by a porn clerk.
And a full comedy. I don't think she's porn clerking anymore because she's a full-time comic now. But she is porn clerk, known as that. Mm-hmm. And I recently found out that her name was originally spelled Levin, but pronounced Levine. But everybody mispronounced it because it looks like Levin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Harvey Levin. Yeah. So when she got the job at KUFO and they printed up some cards for her, they just put an E on it because they said it would be easier for people to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah.
And then after she got divorced, she officially changed her name to Levine with an E. And her kids did the same.
Maybe she could be Levine with an E. That would be another podcast.
Levine with an E.
Yep.
They're going to discuss religion, circumcision, and the top ten things they don't care about. And the bottom
ten. Name two of them.
Like child molesters or the environment.
They don't care about child molesters?
No.
Well, you know, I don't really. Who cares about a child molester?
Yeah. I care if they're molesting my child.
Like emotionally.
Oh, I care about him. He's such a nice kid. He used to bring home roadkill and make altars of sacrifice to. I don't even know what I'm saying.
I saw a report the other day with a guy who was talking about the recent marijuana legislation that made regulation possible, I think it is, right?
Right.
And he was saying, she's like, some people have the critique that this could be bad because it'll just allow people to have more access. And the guy said, actually, it'll create less aspect or
access
because it'll promote and help people that keep it within the system.
Ah.
So we might lose some growers outside the system, I think is what they're going to say, is what they're going to give a little bit of benefits to those, you know, and why not? If you're a good grower, why wouldn't you, like, you know, sell it to a consistent clientele with that within a lawful manner?
Right. If you're doing good and no one else is growing it as good as you, you might as well.
Helping people.
Might as well.
By doing it, right.
Sure, the wealth. Or the knowledge that you have.
Certainly.
I know. I wish I knew how to do it a little bit better because I just let Mother Nature do her job.
Yeah. It's like a tomato plant, right?
Oh, yeah.
I grew tomatoes last year. It was pretty easy.
And if you just give them a lot of water and you get a lot of sun, then
they're just going to do itself, right?
Yeah.
You don't put those little sticks of plant food in there.
No, maybe a little bit of Alaskan fish fertilizer, which works really well. Maybe some
fish shit.
Bat guano.
Mm-hmm.
Bat shit. Crazy.
What about human poop?
Nah.
Maybe if you stir it around with a stick first.
We just stir it around, and then we flush it down. Hey, I was just noticing here that the Levine Large, or Living, however you're going to pronounce it, it's America's first family podcast, but it's not for families.
Oh, really?
So the only reason it's a family podcast is because it's her and her family.
Yeah.
But it's not family-oriented. Don't know where you can find it, but look it up. Levine Large.
You know, Dexter, in its final season, you know that Anthony C. Hall? Is that his name? Michael C. Hall?
Michael Anthony Hall?
No, a different guy.
Anthony Michael Hall?
Michael C. Hall, the guy from Dexter.
Oh, okay.
Before he worked on that lot, which is in California, even though the show is shot in Miami.
Right.
But it's on a studio lot, and it was the same lot that he had shot 6 Feet Under on. So he spent like 14 years on that lot.
Wow, I wonder if there's any ghosts there.
He said that he spent... He's on record as tied for the most hours logged in on that lot with Rita Hayworth.
Huh.
Rita Hayworth.
Wow.
Who would probably be a ghost because that song is kind of eerie.
Rita Hayworth, the song?
No, that one by the White Stripes. That song is kind of eerie. You know which one I'm talking about? The one about Rita Hayworth?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of Pat's favorites.
Kind of creepy.
It is.
That whole album's kind of creepy, though. That whole album is haunted.
You think so?
Blue Orchid. It is. It's a more haunting blues album, I think, rock blues, than their other typical.
Right.
You know? Those fucking emo guys.
Fucking emos. God damn them.
Why'd Meg White? Why'd she quit? Was it just because of the porn leak?
Nope, he wouldn't.
The porn video leak?
He wouldn't fuck her anymore.
Not after that video got leaked.
What leak?
You know, if this...
I don't know about it.
There
is it her fucking Jack White?
Purportedly, a video that came out, and I've seen it, that was supposedly Meg White.
Oh, I think I saw that, but I didn't think I believed that it was her.
Yeah, I don't know if I did either, but it
looked
pretty good resemblance.
It's good to think that it's her and then watch it and go, whoa.
Yeah. But why else would she quit?
Well, maybe it was a tough breakup. You know, being married to your brother and getting divorced from your brother kind of sucks, you know.
Slash bandmate.
It's kind of like Karen Carpenter and her brother husband.
Wait a minute. Was there something going on there?
Well, they were brother and sister.
Were they? Was he laying Carpenter?
He carpented her. No, but there were, you know, some people were confused and thought that they were a couple.
Certainly.
Some people just recently, as recently as a couple weeks ago, I was listening to the Big and Loud podcast, and they said that Karen Carpenter, it was one of those duos, they said husband and wife deal. And I had to send them, you know, it's like Hans listening to us going, no, this is what's real. I can't even tell you. So I had to go to their Facebook page and say, David and Karen Carpenter were actually brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Because he went through that joke that I
What about the mamas
before.
And papas?
See, that's funny you said that, because that's the joke, that if Karen Carpenter just would have ate that sandwich that Mama Cass choked on, they'd both be alive today.
Oh, wow.
Because she died of anorexia. Mama Cass choked on a chicken sandwich or some shit.
I didn't know that.
But it's embellished, you know, but so, I don't think she actually choked on, well, something, I don't know, but it's funny. It's a sad joke, but it's funny at the same time.
Not a lot of people knew that the Smothers brothers were married, too.
Yeah, I thought they were brother and sister, but they were actually married.
Yeah, they were married.
And same-sex marriage is finally okay today.
Did Zappa ever go on that show?
Which one?
Smothers brothers.
Not that I know of.
Huh.
Should have.
Yeah, it seemed like it would have been down his alley, right? You know, a little comedy sketch and with some musical
I think
stuff.
The term is up his alley.
Oh.
It was right up his alley.
Did I say down his alley?
If it's down, that's not good.
Oh, that's down his alley. Okay.
Totally down his alley.
That'd be down someone else's alley.
It's totally down.
That'd be up the road.
Down the river.
A couple blocks.
You're going down the river. I'm going up to California. Now, that's okay if you're in Mexico, but if you're up here, you're going down to California.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to see your gal.
Do you say...
And you're going to show her your ding-dong.
And there are certain places that I say, I'm going over to someone else's house, or I'll say, I'm going down to my dad's.
I said the other day that we went down to Portland on
the
trip.
Yeah, we didn't. We went up to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
But we went downtown Portland.
But if you were in Australia, wouldn't it be down? Because your globe's... would probably be Australia on the top, right?
It'd be up and over.
Or would you... Because why would they put Australia on the bottom of their globe so they have to look at it from underneath? Wouldn't you put the more prominent side of your globe on the top?
Well, I think they made the globes after the Earth was already all set in stone.
Damn it.
Yeah.
And their toilets flush backwards over there.
Oh, yeah, anything
they
south
They press
of
it and shit
equal.
Comes out of the toilet.
Yeah, it's weird. What you do is you piss in the sewer, and then it comes up into the toilet, and then you have to bucket it out.
Yeah.
It's a poorly engineered system down there. The bidets really squirt shit up your ass, too. It's like a pooping, it's like pooping back and forth.
Yep.
I want to poop back and forth with you.
You think you could survive in a canoe trip over to there? In a kayak?
I doubt it. Yancey likes the canoe and kayak.
Because if you go to Google, it'll tell you how long it'll take you by kayak trip. To go to Australia.
How do they know what waves are going which way?
Well, I don't know. They just tell you the approximate time. Just like they'd tell you how long it took to walk there. But it would pause in the middle because you'd have to kayak.
Please step out of your vehicle and put kayak into the ocean.
Exactly. 36 days in a kayak.
Approximately 487 more miles.
Mm-hmm. Please take a left. You'd probably have to aim for like Japan.
You please take a left at the Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
You have 1.7 trillometers. Is that a thing? Trillometers.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a trillion.
Yeah, if you got dropped off in Alaska and started just paddling west, you would probably get to Australia by the time.
You'd get
to
Russia. The gravity would pull you down?
Yeah, the gravity would pull you down as you're going
what
across.
What if the current was going north?
Well, it could happen. Well, the equator would just be even, right? And then it goes up and down from there.
I heard now you can't use the term Northwest up here because of the Kanye daughter now. She got a trademark on it. So
I can imagine.
The Pacific, it's not called Pacific Northwest anymore. It's called the Pacific upper left part. I'm from the Pacific upper left part.
That is true, yeah.
That sounds like something Ricky would say. I'm from the upper left part of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Canada. Being it is Respect Canada Day, I want to remind everybody Trailer Park Boys has officially renewed for an 8th season, coming 5 years off of the 7th season. So they've had a big hiatus. They just made a movie. And because of that, I'd like to start a new thing where I'll share a Rickyism with y'all.
All right.
This is kind of a long one, but check it out. This is one of the reasons that you kids might want to think about going back to school. All right? Rickyism number one. One of the best things about school, from my perspective, is everyone smokes dope, so you can sell a lot of dope. Everybody smokes. Students, teachers, guidance counselors, people who work in the library, guys who polish the floors, janitors, cafeteria workers. So I'm going to go back to school, sell some dope, and do a bit of book learning at the same time. Can't fucking wait. So, yeah,
that's a good outlook on looking on life.
Because not only are you getting some book learning, you're selling some dope.
Yeah.
And dope in this situation is not anything like heroin or crank. It's just some good old weed.
Green dope.
Green dope.
Yeah.
Smoking dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We'll give you Rickyism
weed
number two.
Weed and coke a good combo?
The weed gets wet when you pour it on there, but... No, seriously, we used to do what we'd call Cocoa Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
We would just sprinkle some cocaine on top of a bong hit, and we'd just puff it.
All right. Like
it's
a little,
not too bad.
Like a hash kind of a thing?
Kind of like a little tip-top there, the snowy mountaintop on the green. But, you know, you see it bubble up and turn a little yellow, and that's when you wish you would have just rebased it.
Yeah.
Should have rocked it up, man. Now I'm smoking baby powder. I'm smoking a little vitamin B12.
I dared someone to do a line of baby powder one time, and they did.
What happened?
I don't know. It was just kind of funny. I think it probably burned their nose. I later did sugar at Sherry's. I did a line of sugar inside a Sherry's restaurant at a table.
Have you ever done a line of pepper?
No.
It's not very good. It'll make you sneeze.
I bet.
It burns.
How long?
It burns like crank.
How long would you sneeze for?
Like 14 days.
Huh. I would just what if you snorted one red pepper? One red pepper flake.
It would burn, man.
Would you eat one of those hot peppers? Just like bite down into it and chew it up?
Well, I wanted to go on the spicy news, but I don't know whether I want to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everybody that I see on that is saying it's the worst thing in my life. They eat a full habanero.
Uh-huh.
Just like a pretty good size, about the bigger than your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good sized little habanero. They eat it all the way down to the stem, chew it up, and then try to tell 4 minutes of news stories. And a lot of them get hiccups instantly. As soon as they swallow the last bit, they'll be like, Today on the spicy news, we talk.
I hate hiccups, man. Hiccups
and then
are.
And then there's deep, hard ones that are like. Where you can't stop
you're trying
it. And I feel sorry for Jaden, our godson, because he gets them sometimes, and you can't explain to a 3-year-old how to like hold your breath and make your hiccups go away.
Think everybody has a different technique that works.
I have a funny friend.
I mean, some might work for more than one people, but, you know, mostly it's usually,
sometimes it's hit or miss.
Yeah, like me, I hold my breath and drink a glass of water while I'm holding my breath.
Swallow and then exhale.
Yeah.
That usually works. And my friend from the fair there, we've talked about him several times, Lauderdale. Lodestone, he always told me ever since back in the early 2000s when I worked at Country Coach, he'd say, this is a tried and true technique. It works every time. He goes, but you have to do it exactly like I tell you. He goes, okay, you get a glass of water first. Then you take a deepest breath as you can. Then drink the water. Then tilt your head. He says, take the water into your mouth, but don't swallow it while you're holding your breath. Then tilt your head back and plug your ears. Whatever. Swallow, exhale, remove fingers from ears. They will be gone every time. So far.
He's just holding his ears to, like, prevent air from coming into his head.
Maybe. I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know if that would really...
I don't think it makes a difference.
But you have to do it exactly like he says.
Yeah, and I've tried it. I haven't tried it without putting my fingers in my ears because it just always works. So why not try it
that way?
Oh,
it works for you?
Yeah, it works every time.
Right on.
Now, so that's similar to what I do, but I just keep like drinking the glass and then I gasp. But lately what I try to do is I try to push it out.
Push the hiccup?
Yeah, because it's just an air bubble or whatever. You know, you can kind of try to push it and burp it out and sometimes, you know, drink. But sometimes you can kind of feel it moving up there. And it's just like a ghost inside you. You just kind of push out that spirit. Sometimes you need to exercise it a little bit more. It can be out with you, demon burp hiccup.
Or a burp up. Yep. Burp ups are not...
Yeah, not a lot of people know that the hiccup is named after a demon.
Whoa.
A demon. That likes, yeah, a demon.
With a D on the both ends.
A demon.
A demon-dy. But yeah, I felt for you a week or two ago because when I was helping my godson learn how to swim, I got water in my ear in the pool and it was in my ear like, and it wouldn't come out for like a full day. So my right ear was totally like the treble was all the way down and everything was muffled. And it fucking drove me nuts, dude. I tried everything. And so I went online to figure it out. They said, okay, some people say mix a little alcohol, rubbing alcohol and vinegar. Pour 5 milliliters in your ear. Other people say just alcohol. Other people said hydrogen peroxide. Here's a funny one. They said, tilt your head towards the side of the afflicted ear while hopping up and down on the opposite foot and smacking yourself in the head on the opposite side of your head of the ear that is afflicted. Two or three people, including Ron Ferris's daughter, Jade, said, works every time.
Yeah. But I don't even think you get out of hot, but I've done that where you just pound the opposite head with the other pointing down.
It would not work for me. I guess I had some wax in there that was trapping it.
Certainly. And it can get caught behind your eardrum, too.
Yeah, and Dana's ex had said, you have to hop up and down on the same foot as the ear that's plugged. And I said, well, my right ear is plugged, so I'm fucked because I don't have a right foot. Yeah. And then Jade said,
I heard
it's the opposite foot. You're supposed to hop on your, if it's your right ear, you hop on your left foot. Right. I tried everything. Nothing worked. So I did the peroxide.
Sometimes, you know, that and then that.
And it says to adjust your neck and just move your head around while you're pounding it to get it in right position. Finally, I had my wife pour a little bit of hydrogen peroxide in my ear, and it went.
Did it fix it up?
And then everything sounded like this, even worse, for like probably like 7 more hours until I fell asleep, and then...
Now I think it's kind of back to normal. I fell asleep and it was still, I said, fuck, that made it 90% worse. She thought I was going to say better.
You can just pull on the cartilage around there or something, you know, and it'll do little funky things. But yeah, if it sticks around in there and doesn't get better,
get infected.
Well, just go and get it checked out and see, you know. But go to someone you trust, and if they want to stick something in there and start probing around, don't get a second opinion, man.
Yeah.
Because I think them going in there with one of those water picks is what really fucked up my ears.
Really?
Yeah. Because there was wax or something in there, and they're just like, oh, I can't get it out. You know, one of those, you know, those high-pressure water picks.
Yep.
And they just had that in there for like 5 minutes, was giving me a fucking brain massage.
What, were they trying to get wax out or something?
Yeah. And then, you know, it was that little whatever it was in there. That was...
Did they ever find
it? Hematoma. Yeah, they removed it all and everything. But right now, because I can stick a good portion of my pinky in my ear.
Right.
There's something I can't get loose in there.
Huh.
And, dude, sometimes I go in there with tweezers, which is a dangerous thing. You know, trying to randomly grab at something to pull it out if there is anything in there. I mean, who knows what it could be. And I'll pull in on my eardrum. Come out!
Come out of there! All right, here's the thing. We talked some shit last week. Hadn't talked it for a long time. Describe your last poop using a movie title. Now, you might have to think about it. There's quite a lot of funny ones here. Mine, if I think about it personally and actually pinpoint how it came down or out, I'd have to say The Fast and the Furious.
Odd. Uneventful for me.
Is that a movie?
No.
No, you got to have a movie title.
I'm trying to think of one, but it wasn't really The Other Side.
The Green Mile?
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski?
Mm-hmm.
How about Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
No, that would be nice.
Children of the Corn? The whole Dirty Harry series. Magnum Force, The Enforcer, Sudden Impact, The Deadpool.
Uh-huh. What about There's Something About Mary?
Ooh. How about Precious?
Yeah?
Two Girls, One Cup. I'd say Twilight, because that movie was a piece of shit.
Yeah. McGlitter.
McGlitter.
3:10 to Yuma.
7 pounds.
9.5 weeks.
21 grams. Oh.
30 days and 30 nights.
I thought you were going to say 30 days in the hole. 30 days of night.
Yep.
Oh, somebody said My Best Friend's Wedding.
Deliverance.
Above the Rim. So if you guys got any call in to our hotline, we haven't plugged that for a while. It's 541-791-6824. Check out our TagCast wrap on the old YouTube. If you forget the number, or go to our website, and tell us your last poop in a movie title. Like, was it Splash? True Grit?
Romancing the Stone.
Hope Floats. Who knows what it could be? Romancing the Stone.
The Notebook.
Ooh. That's what you wiped with?
What's that? Bridget Jones' Diary.
Reservoir Dogs.
Oh! That would have to be a multicolored one, because you'd have to have Mr. Pink, Mr. Orange, ooh, Mr. Brown. What I got, Mr. Brown?
Snakes in a Plane. Wait, no. I've been having, like, I don't know, man, either allergies or I'm catching a summer cold.
It's allergies. You've had it for a while, man.
I keep saying that, but now my godson got a summer cold. He actually has a liquidy-sounding cough and a true running nose, which is
yeah,
not...
Yeah, you would have had that by now, though, right? Because you've had that since we took the trip, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a couple weeks.
It's the allergy season.
Yep, and he got the cold, and he's had it for at least 3-4 days, and I think it was because it was the day after the heat stroke. We had a little mini heat wave where it was like 90 degrees for a few days, and then it dropped down to like 85, and he was still like playing around in the pool, and then he came in and we had the AC on, and then he took a nap in the bedroom with the AC on after a swim. I think that's what did it to him. So don't be putting your dog in a hot car, and don't put your wet kid in a cold room.
Yeah.
The dog will have a heat stroke and the kid will get a cold.
Yeah, it's in a cold room. It's probably a ghost in there.
Yeah, I felt a cold breeze.
What?
I'm pretty sure that there's a ghost in my air conditioner. Every time I turn it on, it blows cold air out. And sometimes it goes...
Dude, you are onto something.
That might be a bit right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, people have been trying to get me to believe in ghosts. I never did until I got my air conditioner hooked up. Yeah. Every time I turn that sucker on, it's a cold breeze. And it goes, whoo.
The whole room gets cold.
Did you know when the guy invented a bikini, the first two-piece bikini in 1946, he couldn't find one model to model it because they thought it was too... He had to hire...
Scantily clad.
He had to hire a stripper.
Really?
And she went backwards. And like, I'll put some clothes on, I guess. I'll take off my little pasties with my tassels. That I can swing around in a circle.
They used to have those on if you go on Comcast, if you had On Demand. Yeah. Did you just have that?
No.
The On Demand? But they would have like...
I used to have it when we lived in Albany.
They'd have like a weird things or something in the weird categories, and it always... They'd have like old black and white girls with the pasties swinging around or little exploitation films and stuff like that.
Right.
Weird classic little bits like that. Weird.
I like that. Some of those sexploitation films from the 50s where they're really tame to today's standards, but then you try to get into the mindset of the late 40s or early 50s.
Mm-hmm. And some of them were those old peep shows, I think, where you'd put like quarter in.
Probably a nickel back then.
Yeah.
Because a quarter was a lot.
You think spiders inflate? Like what used to be a quarter-sized spider is now a dollar-sized spider?
Oh, and you're talking insect inflation.
Yeah.
I was going to say I do have an inflatable spider.
Oh, really?
That is for Halloween. You blow it up and it sets on your roof like a big scary spider.
Holy cow, that's a huge spider.
It is. It's as big as my roof. It's crazy.
That's a huge spider.
Yeah, they might. They might be. I've never even thought of insect inflation.
Yeah.
It could be a real thing.
I don't know where those spiders are coming from lately around here, man.
I think they're coming from Mars. Spiders from Mars. You didn't see David Bowie in a dream?
No.
Saying, come on, Gotch.
No.
Just let me...
Never familiar with that that album. Was it Ziggy Stardust?
Yeah. You want to borrow it? I have it. I have the CD.
Well, he's probably had popular songs off of there, right? Or was it not?
It's a couple.
More of a rock opera, like a...
I think...
Quadrophenia.
Hey, man. Want to get
on? Well, certainly. Great
song. I think
song.
Suffragette City's on there. Mm-hmm. And... it has that one weird song that's kind of popular called
Crown Control.
It says it has the name John in it. I'm only dreaming or something.
No.
Hey John, I'm only dreaming or
is that Major Tom?
No. The song's called like it's has the name John in it.
But it's kind of like that, right, where he's coming back from Mars.
Yeah. For sure. I wonder if Hans listens too much to David Bowie. You ever listen to Bowie?
Bowie.
Hansie? And it might be David Bowie. What's in Hans's scene? Bowie. It's always something cool. Because he likes David Bowie. Do you like David Bowie, Hans? Now, Hans has a local group CD in his CD player. And I could probably give you 50 guesses, and you'd never guess it.
Okay. Guess number one, NSYNC.
No, local.
Oh,
local. Local bands from this northwest area. I'll give you...
Dead Moon.
They're a Linn County band.
Oh, man. Sinister Prank.
What would Hans even waste his time listening to this from Linn County if it wasn't Yob or...
H.C. Mines.
Norska.
Victims.
Sons of Confusion.
What?
He's listening to Two for Flinching today.
Wow.
Yeah, going old school back to 2009.
Damn.
Sons of Confusion, 4 years old. That's old shit. He might be listening.
Somebody's asking me when those guys are going to get back together.
Jared actually sent me a message.
Yeah, he sent me quite a message, too, about it.
He's moving soon, I heard, back east, and he had sent me a message saying, hey, is there any chance of Sons doing a reunion show? Because I asked Lance and Jake, and they said that they would both love to. And I just wondered what you thought. And I said, well, yeah, there's always a chance for anything. I'm down. It would be nice to maybe do that for Jared. I don't know how long it is. If he only has a couple weeks, it'd probably be hard for us to get it together. Plus, Jake's working swing shift right now, so he'd only be able to practice on the weekends. Lance doesn't like to practice on the weekends. I don't know. It might or might not work, but it'd be fun. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
So, Hans, thanks for listening, not only to the podcast, but for listening to the Sons of Confusion. That makes me feel a little bit tingly in the bottom of my scrotum.
Certainly.
And I was listening to, been rocking the cassette tapes, so this has officially been changed.
I love that album.
That's a good one. But this segment is now what's in Terry's cassette player.
All right.
Morbid Tales / Emperor's Return by Celtic Frost, which I always called Celtic Frost, and I kind of like
Larry
that.
Bird was in there for a while, right?
I like that fact that Will Woodruff brought that up two Mondays ago on the show he was on, saying that we call them the Celtics just because everybody pronounced it wrong, that they got tired of correcting anybody. It was the Boston Celtics originally. It was supposed to be pronounced Celtics, kind of like Andy Shans.
And Knickerbockers.
And the Andy Shans, Terry Gile. Speaking of that, not yesterday, but the Sunday before that at the comedy show, they have you write out a little intro for you because the guy that was hosting didn't really know me. And so I wrote host of the Terry and Gatch comedy show. And appearing at the Baghdad Theater on August 30th, I put Terry Gile. And then in parentheses, I put G-U-Y, like, hey, guy, guy. And then I put a dash, and I put E-L. Guile.
Mm-hmm.
He still said Giel. Said, Terry Giel, did I say that wrong? I said, yes, you did. Thanks there, Chris Batties.
So, like...
I call him Batties because his name's Bates.
Yeah.
Looks like Battis. Chris Battis, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Is that Bates? Sorry.
You're going to have to do the old thing like Levine did.
Yeah, just change it to G-I-L-E.
G-Y-L.
Gil.
No, it's a guy.
Guy.
Guile.
Oh, G-U-I-L. Guile. Or G-U-I-L-E.
No, I think you got to go simpler, though, for people. You just G-Y, guy.
Oh, that'd be Gile. They'd be saying guile. You know, and then you got like a...
G-Y-L-E.
You got that word that means something like guile, like he beguiled.
G-U-I-L-E?
Yeah. Now, do you think they, if that had a capital G on it, they'd probably be going, is this Guile?
More people would know that, though, because it was a character in Street Fighter, Guile.
Is
and
this
that was how it was spelled, G-U-I-L-E.
Is this Terry Guile?
Yeah.
Guile? Guile?
Yeah. So Street Fighter might be preventing it because they'd go, if it was Guile, it would be G-U-I-L-E.
Yeah. There was a little bit of talk on the Portland Comics Board from a comic from Portland who goes by the name of Shades Matheson, but his name is like Justin. But he said he's been called Shades since he was like 10. And so he was wondering if it's not being true to yourself on stage if you're going by a pseudoname. And everybody chimed in and said, I didn't even know your name was Justin. You are Shades to me. And that's where I found out about Levine being Levine or looking like Levin. And
John Harriman was once, his name was Shades Polaroid.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't stick, though, did it?
It did for me.
Yeah?
I called him that.
Huh. He's still all butt hurt. Did I tell you I saw him in Walmart a couple months ago?
Uh-uh. Is he butt hurt still?
I guess, because we said, dude, we never see you anymore. We used to come by or whatever. And he's like, well, you know... Ever since that whole thing went down, I just cut that cancer out of my life, and I just try not to associate with anybody that might associate, because I don't want to run in. Never used your name once, but pretty sure you were the cancer.
Funny.
All because of a Craigslist musical instrument deal. That's cancerous.
Yeah. Yes. I've messaged him a few times since, but I don't get anything back, so whatever.
No, he's done. He's done with you.
That's fine.
And because of that, I never really thought of him as a really close friend, but he used to come to my house once in a while. And
yeah, I don't know why he would hold that against you.
He doesn't. He was nice and everything, and he goes, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good to see you guys. And he had his daughter with him, and his daughter and my wife kind of, you know, my wife likes kids, girls more than I do.
Certainly.
And so she kind of, you know, colored with her when he used to come over sometimes and made a friend with her, and... She's like, oh, yeah, I miss you guys. You never come over. He's like, well, you know, sorry, but, you know, sometimes you got to make decisions in your life and stick to it. I'm like, really? I didn't say that, but I said, oh, yeah, I understand. I just kind of went into my high voice of, whatever.
That's it's his fostering and his thought, you know. I mean,
so you know he still spends time. I hadn't even thought about him or that whole situation since it went down pretty
much. Yeah, I feel bad for my part in it, you know.
Well,
I
yeah.
Mean, you know.
Seems like.
I don't put full blame on him at all for that situation.
No. It was probably a mutual thing, and just he's being... Seems like he's being a little stubborn about it, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
Who knows?
I got plenty of stubborn friends.
I also saw my friend that I always see in Walmart, Tim Wilkinson.
Ah!
Yep, every time I'm there. He's doing good. I saw him going around a corner when I was going around the other corner, clear out the... Hey, what's up? And then we actually met up another time in the middle of an aisle. But yeah, he's just been working and doing that thing.
I haven't seen Gary since they started changing Fred Myers around.
Oh, I didn't know they were changing it, maybe. Is it all fucked up?
I went in there one day, dude, and I didn't even... I don't usually do much counter talk.
Right.
You know? But I had to comment.
That sounds like a talk show.
Yeah,
counter talk with Dustin Gatchel.
That would be funny. That would be a great podcast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had to comment because the whole time I was in there... There was, like, they were doing construction right in the center. They're doing something.
Right.
And they had the big old curtain dropped around on all four sides, but there was some kind of machine going on over there, I imagine. a lift. And you know that that beep that a lift makes.
Beep, beep.
It was making that literally like every 4 to 6 seconds. And I had to say to the lady, I was like, working here for 8 hours a day, that has to drive you nuts to hear that all day.
And she said no.
No, she said it does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I've thought about that at Walmart, like when I go to the bathroom and I'm by all the banks of cashiers and it's all boop, 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 boop. Because every cashier is dragging things over the UPC reader and it's boop, 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 boop. Like, because there's 10 or more cashiers, all of them are checking me out. No, but the boop, 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 because they're all kind of almost the same tone, but because maybe they're farther away, the Doppler effect maybe changed the tone. Because
you think they would put different tones in there that sounded good together, so occasionally there would be a good song, you know? They'd get like that lady that always goes, "Are you ready?" and points you to an open line. She'll be like conducting, like Frank Zappa would. He'd be like, "All right, scan, 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 scan," and he'd just be pointing when you need to scan, and you'd be doing jingle bells during
and they'd
Christmas
all have
time.
To be in sync with each other. That'd be in part of the Walmart training meetings.
Yep.
We want to do Christmas tunes during the Christmas.
Yep.
And
you
if
have
some,
to have exactly 37 items in this line, because that's how many notes I got to play.
Yep, and if some moron comes into the self-checkout and starts playing notes out of key, he's out of here.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop,
double
boop.
Price.
And then all of a sudden it accidentally plays Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have bought butter. Butter was that last. Did you ever watch The Fourth Kind?
Close Encounters?
No, there's a movie that came out a couple years ago called The Fourth Kind.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it is now,
I think I've seen it on there, but I haven't watched it.
It's mostly like an interview with a chick, and then when she talks about the stories, it goes back and shows what she's talking about.
Okay.
It's fucking pretty creepy as far as aliens, ghost stories type of stuff. Not a bad watch. No. Not a bad watch for Netflix. All I find 90% of the movies I try to watch on Netflix are just garbage.
Check out that Paranormal Witness. They got the first 6 episodes on there. Those
right on.
Are kind of creepy stories. What I like about that one is it's not like celebrity ghost story based or anything like that, but it's more like they go into and examine like old mental hospitals and stuff like that where, you know, things obviously went down. And so they, you know, they kind of did people spooked by those things.
Right.
You know, and possibly those ghosts or whatever. But it's kind of creepy just to see like the old hospitals and hear the stories of kind of the things that went down at some of those old
for sure
places, you know, like one I saw where there was two bathtubs, and one was filled with hot water, boy, like scalding hot water, and one was like filled with ice, and they would try to exorcise demons out of you by putting you in one and then putting you in the other, and they would do that for days on days on days.
Tenacious D did that on their HBO special when they were getting ready to try to write a new song.
Oh, really?
For training. And, yeah, one of them, they cleaned out the whole fridge and took all the racks out of it. And get in the freezer for a while, and then they'd go over this boiling pot of water. It wasn't quite as... It was homemade. But, yeah, it was funny, and I'd never heard of that. And he said he read it on the Internet. He's like, "I've heard that... you can exercise the demons out if you hot and cold and hot and cold, and they would switch off. And one would go to hot, one would go to cold." But, yeah, steaming hot water into an ice bath is not...
And then back and forth, yeah.
Yeah, for hours, days on end, you
days,
say?
Yeah, wow. Just because they would, you know, see them and they wouldn't be acting right, and it wouldn't be that, you know, they obviously weren't possessed. They just had, you know, illnesses that hadn't been discovered at the time, you know, psychiatric of...
They all had ADD.
Delusional and stuff like that, and you know, or maybe just whatever. Or one guy got taken, one lady committed her son because he was all crazy and seeing things and stuff. And then when they took him away, she started getting haunted. The bad
so
stuff started to her.
So
and
was
she
that.
Got him out.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's all weird stuff.
Huh.
I don't know. I watch them because they're kind of creepy.
We'll be talking about ghosts for the next year, I'm sure.
No, I'm running out of episodes to watch.
Yeah, that's true. But someone's going to come along and call my hotline, call our hotline and tell me where I'm supposed to go to find the ghosts. And we're going to pack up the camper and our recording gear and all of our ectoplasm meters and all that shit and go find some ghosts.
One story had ectoplasm all over a crib.
That's just ghost jizz, right?
It's pretty much leftover ghost from Slimer. When they materialize.
Yeah, they turn into a slime form like on the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Well.
And one actor, I can't remember who it was, spit up a bunch of stuff out of their stomach.
Was it Rod Stewart?
Before. Yeah, it was Rod Stewart.
Thought it was dog semen.
Yeah, probably might have been. He said he'd never had it in before.
That's a lie, Rod.
You know who should do one of those is the dad from Alf. And then it'd be a story about Alf.
And the guy from Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
We could have them on a celebrity.
Was that Lithgow?
I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Forgotten that. That was a young Lithgow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you guys, you have a great Monday. I think we're going to get the hell out of here. We'll get back to our normal selves, more caught up and more... we're pre-recording some of these because I'm going on vacation.
We're not that far ahead, though.
No, we're not, but I'm just thinking that... Next recording session will be the freshest episode we'd had in a while because our Monday.
Forever.
Yeah. So that's for me getting back into the real
swing.
The
next time you hear us, we'll be live.
Yeah. Live Undead.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very topical. Like,
ointment. Topical ointment.
Yeah, like that one stuff that I can't think of. Neosporin.
You'll rub us into your skin and we'll absorb.
Like bacitracin.
And make your arm elbows all smooth like Hank Hill doesn't like.
Who?
Good Lord, why is my elbows, why would they need to be smooth?
Hank Hill. I didn't know that Hank didn't like smooth elbows.
They had the first two episodes on Cartoon Central the other day. It was pretty funny.
If you take anything away from this episode, let it be that Hank Hill does not like smooth elbows.
Good Lord, what would I need that for, Peggy?
That's pretty good.
Why would I need smooth elbows for? Dang it.
I like to use propane.
Ladybird. Dude, I saw two pictures of them on the internet with charcoal grills while I was doing some 4th of July looking up.
That's bullshit.
It is.
Hey, peace out. And rock Alf. Rock Alf.
Two.